I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Although no one has claimed the bloodiest day this year for Iraq, the attacks this week bore the hallmark of al-Qaeda. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there's a remnant church left in Iraq, and those remaining are active in living the gospel.
How do we live out the gospel? How do we share our faith with the people around us when there's so much danger and so much threat? Simply living out the Christian faith.
Pray boldness and safety for the remnant. And 30 Mission Network News listeners are in Russia this week, traveling with Orphan Outreach. Greg Yoder's with them and files this report.
Ruth, we've had lots of surprises this week. Forgotten passports being delivered in Chicago in time to travel to Russia. Orphanages being combined at camps to double ministry potential. And crisis center hospital ministry canceled because of chicken pox. Well, despite all that, one ministry continues. Orphan Outreach funds Hannah's Hands. OO's Paula Hayes.
Hannah's Hands is a program where we hire Christian women to go into the hospital number 15 and work most specifically with the really small children, the babies and the toddlers. They need to be touched. They need eye contact. They need to be spoken to.
As they do this work, they're also able to share Christ with the caregivers. Funding is desperately needed for this program, and we'll connect you at our website. We're right in the middle of Orphan VBS programs. We have photos, video, and blog reports at our website. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Zelenogorsk, Russia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go on a short-term mission trip but can't afford it? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Mission Trip Contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.